This is a recording of ISIS International from the Commission on the Status of Women, held in New York in March 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
Good evening, all. I'm Caroline Omoni from Delta State, Nigeria. I am the president of the Niger and the Nigerian. I organized the Niger Delta Women's Tribunal in two states of the Niger Delta region. We used OD, Bayelsa State and Jesse as case. OD is a community that was invaded in 1999 by the federal government of Nigeria. The women are still left in abject poverty. When we arrived for the, we met the women who have been highly impoverished by the impact of climate change. In the same river where they bath is the river they drink, and the same river water is what they use to drink. You have a lot of children dying of diarrhea. There are no healthcare facilities. Nothing is done. When we arrived for the, in fact, it was a temporary test because you see people ready to testify. They are having it for the first time in their life that an organization has shown concern coming to hear from them. And they want their voices to be heard all over the world. When we left OD, we moved over to JSA, where Shell pipeline burst in 1999 and also killed over 1,000 women and children. The waters, the fishes are dead, oil spillage, environmental degradation is the major problem you have in JC Delta State. Also, the women took out en masse to give their voices to the whole world. After their testimonies, we prefer solutions, which we took to Copenhagen in December 2009. At Copenhagen, we made presentations on this tribunal and were able to come out with some solutions. Although the Copenhagen Accord became a problem to us because there was no deal, as we all know, for some of us that were there, that were really involved, we know there was no deal. We are already mobilizing towards Bolivia and Mexico. The impact of climate change affects women the most. And the women are those that their voices are least heard. I also want to let us know today that the Niger Delta region has the highest, the largest wetland in Africa. And that's where oil, the wealth of Nigeria, from. And this area is the least developed area. And we think that maybe by having this kind of tribunals, we will all join hands together. We are here today for the review of the G-Plus. If not just only gender equality, it interrelates. Gender equality, poverty, and climate change goes together. There can be no equality without a good climate for people. And there can be no equality when the people are highly impoverished. When a lot of women are being put to jobs today, you eradicate poverty and hunger. And it's centered around the Millennium Development Goals. I am happy today that one of the key persons that is committed to gender issues in one of the states of the Niger Delta region, he acknowledged that Honorable Commissioner for Women Affairs, Delta State. So we are here now. We want to want us to have a look at all the videos. Then we see the questions and the way with which we can move to the next level. We are all here. We are all here today just because we want to have the feeling that our sisters, our children are having at the rural level. And that is why we have come today to make this presentation. Thank you.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.